Good morning, Oregon. Thank you once again for loading me down and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John, bringing you another daily episode of the Offbeat Oregon History Audio Edition Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. You'll find the full details at our anchor page at offbeatoregon.com, so please check that out. But first, sit back and relax and let me tell you the story of the first female vice presidential candidate to get voted for in the Electoral College. Good chance that it's not who you think. This story was first published on March 27th, 2011, under the headline Libertarian from Eugene was the first female VP candidate to get Electoral College vote. Here we go. When Geraldine Ferraro died in early 2011, dozens of news outlets around the country got busy getting her story wrong. Ferraro was, quote, "the first female and first Italian-American nominated on a presidential ticket," intoned the New York Daily News. Quote, "Geraldine Ferraro, the first woman to run on a presidential ticket, died Saturday," reported National Public Radio. "Geraldine Ferraro, the first woman to run for vice president, has died," Fox News announced. Fox in particular should have known better, because Ferraro was an occasional contributor. The fact is, she wasn't the first female VP nominee. That would be Marietta Stowe, the Equal Rights Party candidate from 1884. Nor was Ferraro the first female VP nominee to receive a vote in the Electoral College. That honor goes to an Oregonian, a woman from Eugene named Theodora Toni Nathan, the Libertarian Party's candidate in 1972. Toni Nathan was born in New York City to Jewish parents and came to Eugene via Southern California. She's a 1971 grad of the University of Oregon School of Journalism and Communication, who, after graduating, stayed in Eugene and went to work for KVAL-TV, where she started producing a daily talk show. She's also a charter member of the National Libertarian Party, which was founded in 1971 as well, inspired largely by the philosophical vision of Ayn Rand. And when the fledgling party dipped its toes in the shark pond of presidential elections for the first time the following year, Toni Nathan was on the short list of nominees for its very first ticket. Well, the ticket that emerged from the Libertarians' nominating convention was headed by John Hospers, a philosophy professor from the University of Southern California, and Nathan was listed as vice president. Well, nationwide, that party pulled only a tiny fraction of votes, fewer than 4,000 out of a total of almost 100 million. But Virginia Electoral College member Roger McBride was disgusted enough with the Nixon-Agnew option to throw his vote to Hospers and Nathan. Mind you, McBride may have had an ulterior motive in throwing his one-vote bone to the newborn libertarian puppy. 4 years later, when the party was much stronger, he was the Libertarians' presidential candidate himself. Ferraro's distinction is having been the first woman on a major party ticket. She went toe-to-toe with George H.W. Bush in a fairly acrimonious debate, barnstormed the country with Walter Fritz Mondale, and basked in the inadequate but nonetheless impressive glow of 38 million votes come November. But she couldn't claim to be the first female candidate ever. As for Nathan, she still lives in Eugene today. She and her husband, Charles Nathan, raised three sons there. Since 1972, she's been the owner of an insurance agency, a persistent and articulate pundit with bylines in the Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, and many other publications, and a libertarian candidate in numerous campaigns for national public office. Well, that's it for today's episode. And if you are listening for the first time and want some more information about Offbeat Oregon history, you can get everything at our website at offbeatoregon.com, which includes the complete catalog of about 195 columns going back to 2008, plus links out to audio and text feeds on RSS and iTunes and to the Facebook page and Twitter feed if you'd like to join the conversation. The website's also where you'll find full citations to sources for this story. Sources for today's episode include works by James Andrew Long and Raven West, along with lp.org, which is the Libertarian Party's website, and the website for the Nolan chart. Our theme music is a track titled Old Man's Waltz by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, written by Carmen Ficarra. Come into Corvallis, drop me a line. Let's grab a cup of coffee and talk history. I'm at Finn at offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, at offbeatoregon. This podcast is proudly part of the Creative Commons. For details of the license under which it is offered, please see offbeatoregon.com/cc. And that's it for today's episode. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk about the last train robbery in the western U.S., which was undertaken by a trio of really kind of epically incompetent brothers by the name of Dale Tremont. Look for that after about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and in the meantime, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.